Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, August 20th edition. Got a 15-game slate on tap for you tonight. Going to be a wild one. Hope everybody had a good Monday. It was a wild one for sure. The Brewers, massive letdown. Thank God some other teams came through because the scoring was low across the board. there was some offense for sure, but it wasn't the names that people usually play. So it kept scoring down. The chalky pitching got beat up. The bad pitching pitched well. It was a very weird Monday of baseball, to say the less. But we got it going again on this Tuesday. Give a rating and review on the iTunes. I'd really, really appreciate it. It'll help the podcast out a ton. You got Royals at Orioles, 9.5. Nationals, Pirates, 8.5. Indians, Mets, 8.5. Phillies, Red Sox, 11. Padres, Reds, 8.5. Mariners, Rays, 8.5. You got Marlins, Braves, 10. Brewers, Cardinals, 9.5. Angels, Rangers, 11.5. Giants, Cubs, waiting on the total there because of weather and Wrigley. But it looks like the wind's going to be blowing out about 10 miles an hour at right field in Wrigley, which is oh so tasty. White Sox, Twins, 9.5. Tigers, Astros, 9.5. Rockies, D-backs, 10. Yankees, A's, 9.5. And Blue Jays, Dodgers, 8.5. So as you can tell, we actually have some nice totals and some attackable totals. We have 9 of the 14 available totals are 9.5 or better. 4 are 10 or better. But that still leaves us with 5 or 6 totals that are below 9. So lots of different ways to attack this slate. And there's lots of actually pretty decent pitching on this slate. We have 5 guys over $10,000. We have 7 guys over $9,000. So we'll just package up the $9,000 bundle here. You got Clayton Kershaw at $12,000. He's outstanding. He's the only pitcher I think to go at least 6 innings in every start this year. He's averaging 24 points per game at home with 2.3 ERA. He's gone 38.5, 33, 17, 28, 32, 26, 28, 18, a 5 at Arizona, and then a 29. He's been absolutely ridiculous. $12,000 can seem a bit ridiculous, but Toronto strikes out 25.5% of the time versus lefties. Kershaw minus 320, home favorite in this matchup. When you look at Toronto, 2.5 team total, lowest on the slate. They have a 306 WOBA and a 163 ISO versus lefties, which is not great. If you're going to pay up for pitching and you can afford it, Kershaw is a great play. As you can see how messy pitching's been of late, Kershaw is phenomenal if you can afford it. For $400 cheaper, you can go Shane Bieber at the New York Mets. Bieber's been actually better on the road than at home. A 2.8 road ERA compared to 3.8 at home, averaging 27 points per game on the road. Last road start at Minnesota, 32.4 points. At Toronto, 47.5. At Cincy, 31.6. At Baltimore, 42.2. That's 4 ridiculous starts on the road. Now you get a New York Mets team that very, very hot and cold these days. They strike out 21.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. And Shane Bieber's a minus 150 road favorite against the surging New York Metropolitans. Bieber with a 31% strikeout rate, a 14% swinging strike rate, and a 45.5% ground ball rate. He's not sorry either, guys. He's not sorry. He's been outstanding. The Mets, a 3.8 team total, lefties 315, righties 283. And when you break them down, a 306 WOBA and a 161 ISO, it's basically the same thing the Blue Jays have against Kershaw. So Bieber at 11.6, another great spot. Kershaw's a little safer. Bieber's got maybe more upside than Kershaw in this matchup. And then last but not least, 9K and above. We're going to play him every time he's this cheap. It is Sonny Gray at $9,700 at home against the San Diego Padres. Sonny Gray coming off 32 points against the Cardinals, 27 against Chicago, 25 at Atlanta, beat up against Pittsburgh, then 21, so on and so forth. He's been absolutely outstanding. An ERA below 3 on the season, which is crazy when half your games come in Great American Small Park. And he gets to face a Padres team that strikes out 27% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Sonny Gray, 28% K rate, 53% ground ball rate. That'll help you in Great American Small Park. And the Padres have a 3.75 team total, fifth lowest on the slate. Lefties 294, righties 270, and the Padres at 307, WOBA 180 ISO versus righty. So Sonny Gray, if you need to save some cash, is an outstanding play on tonight's slate. So this is all about what you're going to afford. If we're going to go based on price, I got Gray 1, I got Bieber 2, I got Kershaw 3. That's strictly on price. Kershaw is probably the safest play in the bunch. Bieber might have the most upside. Gray might just be the best overall play based on price. So really depends on how you want to break it down, but I'm going to have a lot of Sonny Gray because I think Gray's got the same upside as Bieber and Kershaw for a lot cheaper, and that's where I'll be breaking it down on that one. All right, I got five guys to give you between $7,000 and $9,000. We start off with Michael Pineda, $8,900 at home against the Chicago White Sox. Pineda has faced the White Sox twice this year, averaging 25 points per start. Against the White Sox, he has 17, 12, 21, 17, 14, 30, 28 in his last six or seven starts. Been very, very good overall. And the White Sox striking out almost 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Pineda minus 220 home favorite in this matchup. He's been very, very good, especially of late. And he gets a White Sox team with a 3.8 team total, sixth lowest on the slate. The White Sox have a 299 WOBA and a 142 ISO versus right-handed pitching. They've been oh so bad, especially with Yoan Moncada out of that lineup. So Pineda 89 does give you some savings with some serious upside, some big strikeout upside against the White Sox. Dallas Keuchel, $7,900 at home against the Marlins. We were all over the Marlins last time they faced Keuchel. Keuchel got his stuff pushed in at Miami for minus 6.4 points two starts ago. But when you look at Keuchel at home, a 2-4 home ERA compared to 6-4 on the road, averaging over 20 points per game at home, 22-7, 15, 30.5, 21 against the Marlins, and then 14. So he basically has 14 or more points with three 20-point outings at home. He plays the Marlins at home, pitched great. If you want to stack the Marlins, I have zero problem. They will be one of my favorite sneaky stacks of the day. But at the same time, $7,900, big boy upside, minus 300, home favorite. Marlins striking out 25% of the time versus lefties. Keuchel's got his 58% ground ball rate rocking and rolling these days. When you look at Miami, a 3.4 team total is the third lowest on the slate. Lefties 281, but righties do at 353. So that's why we can play our Marlins if you feel like it. At the same time, the Marlins at 306 WOBA, 151 ISO. That's similar to Toronto versus Kershaw against lefties. So Keuchel at 79, very much in play for you tonight. Cole Hamels at 78. I'm just going to cross that off. Last night when I made my list, it looked nice. I'm going to respect the Giants. I'm going to respect that wind blowing out. Cole's been a little messy since his return. I think there's better places we can go on this slate. Cole might deal, but we'll pass on that one. And then the last two are in the same game, and these are GPP only. You got Brad Keller at Baltimore. You got Dylan Bundy at home against Kansas City. Bundy's been much better at home. That's why I wanted to bring him up for looking for value. Keller's just been very good since the All-Star break. He's upped his velocity in his matchup. Keller's got the better strikeout upside, 24% K rate for Baltimore versus righties. Keller's only got like a 17% K rate, but his K rate has gone up since the break. And a 50% ground ball rate, where Bundy, the Royals have a 21% K rate. Bundy's got a 24% K rate of his own. He's actually been pretty good, like I said, at home. So something to keep in mind there. Casey's got a 312 WOBA and a 162 ISO versus righties. Something to keep in mind in that one. And then Baltimore's actually got a 4.85 team total, KC a 4.7. These are just punt type plays. I think Bundy's actually got more upside due to the strikeout ability, but Keller might be the safer play just because Baltimore's whack, or you just don't play either one. That's just the way you look at it. So in this 7 and 8K range, I got Pineda 1, Keuchel 2, Bundy 3, Keller 4. Now if you're punting, the likely popular punt on this slate will be Aaron Sanchez at $6,800 at home against the Detroit Tigers. Sanchez got beat up at Oakland in his last start, but prior to that, 21-7, 27-7, 21-2 in his three prior starts. The A's just tee off on him. Now back at home against a Detroit Tigers team that you can pick on. They strike out almost 27% of the time versus righties. Sanchez is a minus 320 home favorite. He's got his 47% ground ball rate, 20% K rate, and the Tigers have the second lowest total on the slate at 3. Lefties 320, righties 359 versus Sanchez. We look at Detroit, a 287 WOBA and a 148 ISO, both dreadful versus right-handed pitching. So when you look at it, Aaron Sanchez is a great play today. He might be chalky, but he's a really, really good player. And then the only other guy right now at this point in time, at 5:30 a.m. Pacific time, that I'm looking at as a punt is Jalen Beeks at $4,400. He'll be coming in after the opener. He's got 7.3, 7.5, but he's got the big upside if he brings it. The main thing is he's $4,400. He's facing the Mariners team outside of frickin' Tom Murphy that really does struggle versus lefties. They just blasted off the last couple days, which is maybe it's a change in scenery there. But they strike out 26% of the time versus left-handed pitching. So you got to give Beeks the props here, 19% K rate, 45% ground ball rate. If you're looking for a $4,400 punt, he's definitely in play for you. Seattle's got a 3.5 team total, fourth lowest on the slate. Loba's up to 320 and ISO's up to 181. As I said, they're starting to hit lefties. They really haven't for a while. But for me, it's that big strikeout rate. Beeks hopefully gets you about four innings at $4,400. Hopefully gets cracked some of that double-digit code, and he gets you all kinds of bats on this slate. So for me down below, it's Sanchez 1, Beeks 2, but Beeks is just that kind of YOLO, give me some points, don't get blown up type thing. Recapping your pitching up top, Sonny Gray, Shane Bieber, Clayton Kershaw. If you forgot what I said already, they're all really, really damn good. All really good options. It depends on how different you want to be, how much you want to pay for pitching. I think Gray's can do what the other two can, just cheaper. But they're all great plays, all have 30-plus point upside in their matchups. Down below, or in the middle 7 and 8K range, I got Pineda 1, Keuchel 2, Bundy 3, Keller 4. And then down below, Sanchez and Jalen Beeks. All right, checking out the hitting on this 15-game slate. You got Mitch Garver at home, which isn't bad, but JT Realmuto's up to 5K. We've been on JT for quite some time, folks. That's the one thing I'll take pride out on quick hits. I know I name a lot of guys, but I usually give you reasons why I name those guys for most of them. And JT Realmuto, you saw it coming for a long time now. Well, now everyone's on board. Like, look at his last 10 games. Okay, well, that was a pinch. His last 9 starts, 17-0, 16-25, 25-5, 24-17-0. He's essentially gone, let's do the quick math, 17 or more in 7 of or 6 of those 9 games. He's up to 5K now facing the lefty Brian Johnson of Boston. Great spot for Philly tonight, 5.5 team total. Lefties 239, righties 375. I usually do not like paying for catching. I say it on the podcast. I write it in my batter breakdown at quantedge.com. But at 5K, Realmuto's in a great spot if you want to be a little different. Sliding on down, though, you go to El Gary Sanchez at $4,300 for Homer Bailey. It's in Oco Coliseum, which kind of sucks, but he's available. You got Yasmani Grandal at 42 versus Michael Waka Waka. You can look at that one. The Brew Crew with a massive letdown yesterday. They have a 4.8 total of the night. Lefties 347, righties 383 versus Waka. The Brewers have a good enough offense that it's hard to fade them most nights, especially in matchups against Waka, who's been very, very bad so far this season. So something to keep in mind in that one. Tom Murphy double-donged it yesterday. He loves hitting lefties. I mentioned it here. I mentioned it in my write-up. He's been crushing lefties. Navarez gets the righties. Murphy gets the lefties. It's working out quite well in Seattle. He's 4,100. But if you want to save some cash, you drop down below 4K. If you're fading Sonny Gray, Francisco Mejia went deep again yesterday. He's 3,700. Good GPP catcher there. Vic Caratini likely getting the start for the Cubbies. He's 3,600 versus Beattie with the wind blowing out to right field. I like that a lot for Caratini. Beattie's a good pitcher, but I don't think he's ran into the Wrigley nastiness before. Caratini, I wish he's a little cheaper, but $3,600 does have some serious upside in this matchup. So give him a gander in that one. Excuse me. But going down even farther, Brian McCann at 36 versus Eliezer Hernandez. Really good look there for McCann and his matchup. Tucker Barnhart at 34 has got some appeal. I'd probably rather Brian McCann in that situation. Buster Posey's got great numbers versus Hamels. He's just been so bad. Pedro Severino at 33, but Jorge Alfaro, if you want to save even more, he mashes left-handed pitching. He's $3,300 if you're not using Dallas Keuchel. Jorge Alfaro is someone to definitely keep an eye on. You know, he's not knocking the cover off the ball, but 2-6-0-21. He's got that GPP upside, mashes lefties. Someone to keep in mind at 3,300. And then you get down, it's just kind of a let's see what value pops up in lineups because there'll be tons on a 15-game slate. Like Danny Jansen versus Kershaw, yeah, you're probably not going there tonight. John Hicks versus Aaron Sanchez, maybe, at 2,900. I could see that as some appeal for you. Yeah, other than that, Austin Hedges, probably not for Sonny Gray. Yeah, Martin Maldonado at 26 brings some upside. Or you do what I've just been doing every night. Burke is pitching for the Angels. He's very, very bad. Burke. See, they have Palumbo here and Burke there. Either way, it's a bad lefty pitching for Texas, regardless of the situation. Max Stassi's $2,000 if you just want to say screw it and go down there. First base, Freddie Freeman at 53 is outstanding. Atlanta's 6.16 total, lefty's 348 versus Eliezer Hernandez. Great spot here for Freddie Freeman to go to Ding Dong City at $5,300. Really good look for you there. Yeah, Yuli Gurriel at 49 is not bad. Anthony Rizzo in Wrigley at 47 has got some appeal to it as well. Sliding on down some more, you got the likes of Eric Thames in a GPP at 44. Christian Walker versus Kyle Freeland at 43 is very nice. We love attacking Freeland, especially in Coors, but it's in Arizona. Walker's very up and down GPP, 14 points 3 nights ago when he went dong time, but he's got that upside at $4,300. If you're going there at that same price point, the guy I'd rather have, though, is Paul Goldschmidt. Really having a good second half of the year. The Cardinals have a 4.75 team totals. Lefties 304, righties 363 versus Gio Gonzalez. Goldie at 43. Very, very good play on this evening. If you're not playing Michael Pineda, Jose Abreu at 42 is outstanding. He went deep again last night. 18 more points, averaging over 10 in his last 10 games. Another guy we've been talking about time and time again. He's got double-digit points in 5 of his last 10. The dude is oh so good and always reasonably priced for some nice salary relief with upside. You know Pineda can give up the long ball. There's no hiding that at all. And then he's also showing some reverse splits right now. Lefty's 305, righty's 342. So a guy like Jose Abreu at $4,200 opens up some salary for you with some upside. Domingo Germán just has not been the same since his injury. Matt Olson at 41, very contrarian play in that matchup. Lefty's 303, righty's 381 versus Germán. He has, like I said, not been the same since he came back from the IL. So Olson at 41, very good GPP value in that situation. Garrett Cooper's been kind of bad of late, but at 4K, you could use him versus Keuchel, or you could just use Matt Adams, who went deep again yesterday. 30 more points last night, 26 the game before. He's homered in back-to-back games. 30, 26, 0, 0, 11, 16. So he's got you 11 or more points in 4 of his last 6. Archer just hasn't been very good, period. The Nats bats are straight fire right now. They have a 4.7 team total. Lefty's 345, righty's 346 versus Archer. $4,000 for Matt Adams, not shabby at all. Albert Pujols went deep yesterday and stole a bag. Got you 30 DraftKings points, 30, 0, 6, 16 in his last 4. Again, facing a bad lefty in Texas. That's a very good look for Pujols at $4,000. So some nice savings here at the first base position. Like Abreu at 42, Olson at 41. You have Adams at 4K, Pujols at 4K. Lots you can build around down here without breaking the bank if necessary. And then a few others like G-Man Choice, 37 in a GPP. Okay, if you need to really save. Other than that, though, I'd stay in that 4 to 4,200 range unless Chester Cuthbert at 35 would be real contrarian versus Bundy. You could look there if you need to. And then where do you go? No, I'm not going to do that one. So, yeah, I wouldn't go much farther than that. Second base, Ketel Marte with a home run yesterday. He's 5,400, hits lefties with a ton of power. So don't hide from that one if you're liking the Arizona Diamondbacks. Same with Eduardo Escobar at 51. Both good looks for you there. Jose Altuve at 49 versus the Bull. He's got some upside, but Ozzie Albies at 48. You're saving $600 on the top guy. Great spot versus Eliezer Hernandez. Really good look there. And I'll go right back to Johnny VR. I'm a big Johnny VR homer. He's $4,700 tonight. Oh, speaking of homers, he went deep last night. Johnny VR, 19 more points, averaging over 11 in his last 10, 19 and 26 in his last 2. He's got you double digits about in half of his last 10 games. The dude gets it done. GPP's at $4,700. Like that quite a bit. If you're looking for some more, Mike Moustakas at 45. The price tag's back up on the Moose. Still a good spot there versus Waka. Tommy Edman at 43 is not shabby. But like Ian Happ, he's been tearing the cover off the ball since his return from the minors. He's not showing it in overall DraftKings production, but if you look at his X stats, his overall batting profile, he's really spanking that baseball right now. So $4,100 versus Beedy. Very good GPP play with some value in that matchup. He's second base outfield eligible. Rubio Dor in a GPP at 4K versus Barria is very, very nice. You got Josh Van Meter at 39 for some value. Hanser Alberto at 38 for some value if you need to go there. Other than that, it's just kind of see what comes out in the lineups because there will be some more cheapies that pop up, like Jason Kipnis at 35, Mike Freeman at 35 for the Tribe in their matchup. But see what comes out as you'll get some. The Tigers played well last night. There's Castro and Ronnie Rodriguez down there. Depends on how weird you want to go. 15-game slate, don't have to get as weird as normal. Third base, Rafael Devers, 5,500 versus Aaron Nola. That is GPP goodness. Even though Nola's been very good this year, Boston still has a 5.5 team total. Lefty's 286, righty's 309. Devers still very, very GPP relevant. You got Arenado in Arizona at 5,400 versus Young, the lefty Young, who I think is just not that good. He's getting it done with smoke and mirrors for me. I think Arenado's a good look. He's got 16 or more points in three of his last five. He's not bad. You got Bregman at 53. He's very good as well. Rendon at 52. Escobar at 51. Or you go really sneaky with Hunter Dozier at 5K. So obviously 5K and above, these guys should be good. And they are. Dozier 9, 11, 6, 10 in his last four. Sneaky play because no one will pay 5K with all those other guys around him. Someone to keep in mind. Miguel Sonoma, GPP, sure. Like Yuli Gurriel at 49, a little better in his matchup. You got Chris Bryant versus Beattie at 48, someone to pick on if you so choose. The switch hitting Jose Ramirez is only $4,700. You're getting a nice $800 savings off of Devers to a guy of Jose Ramirez who's just straight crushing it facing Steven Matz. The Indians have a team total, I just saw it, a 4.7. Lefties 346. Righties are 331. Give Jose Ramirez a look in that matchup at 4,700. Yeah, Waka Waka at 45. Moustakas versus Waka Waka at 45. Someone to keep in mind there. Scott Kingery has been a little quiet of late, averaging only 5 points in his last 10. If you want to get weird, though, 4,400 versus Brian Johnson does have some appeal in that matchup. Brian Anderson versus Keuchel at 43. If you're looking to fade Keuchel, that's not a bad play. Matt Chapman's just been straight fire. So 43 in a GPP, I can get behind that. You got Marvin Gonzalez at 4K, swinging a really, really hot stick. Put up the good old goose egg yesterday. But prior to that, again, like we talked about yesterday, 11, 19, 11, 20, 0, 23, 10, 17. He's playing great for that price point. Go right back to that well at 4K versus Ronaldo Lopez. Evan Longoria has been having a really, really good second half of the season. He hits Cole Hamels tonight. Longoria hits lefties very, very well. And on the season, lefties 304, righties 319 versus Cole Hamels. So if you're looking for some value, Longoria could be that guy. Not a guy I'm running to go play, but he could definitely fit that mold for you. Other than that, is again, the point, Asdrubal Cabrera had a huge game yesterday. He's 3,600 versus Archer. You can definitely go back to that well if you want because Archer is not very good. You got Chesler Cuthbert down here and many, many, many more. Shortstop. Trevor Story is not bad. Bregman, I like more at 53. But I'll go back to what I said yesterday. People keep not playing him. 21 more points last night. He's averaging over 14 in his last 10. 21, 12, 21, 13, 13, 8, 23, 5, 8, 19 in his last 10. Trey Turner is only $5,100 versus Archer. No one plays him. And he's feeling it right now, folks. I'll go back to that well at $5,100 in a heartbeat. I like that quite a bit. Johnny VR at 47, big fan there. Francisco Lindor at 47 is a discount against Steven Matz. So keep that in mind. But if you really want to get weird, Nick Ahmed's been crushing it period of late, but especially versus left-handed pitching this season. He's 4,600 versus Kyle Freeland. If you want to get weird, that's a play. Somehow Javi Baez is down to $4,500 against Tyler Beede. I know Baez is a bit of a slump, averaging 6 points in his last 10. Really, he had 10 points on Sunday. Other than that, had a double-digit game in over a week. So he's in a bit of a funk, but coming back to home, wind blowing out, Tyler Beede, good spot for Javi Baez at 45. Don't sleep on him there. Some people also look at those game logs, don't realize the whole picture to the situation. Very interesting there. Jorge Polanco went deep yesterday at 45. Definitely cash game viable again today. Gene Segura at 42 has been hitting lefties extremely well this season. $4,200 versus Brian Johnson. He put up 14 points last night, 14, 9, 10 in his last three. So don't be scared to use Gene Segura tonight. You got Didi at 41 versus Homer Bailey. He's okay. Corey Seager at 4K versus Sean Reed Foley's got some appeal. Dodgers have a team total over 6. So three teams with totals over 6. Lefties 305, righties 330 versus Sean Reed Foley. And Seager's been feeling it of late. So keep that in mind. I mentioned Paul DeJong. Could be Paul DeDong last night. He went off the M in the Big Mac sign in left field last night. He's in a good spot here versus Gio again tonight for $3,900. Very good savings in a really good matchup versus Gio Gonzalez. Other than that, per the usual, you got Willy Adames down here and a few others, but check the lineups, get your savings when they come out. Outfield, loaded. Christian Yelich, go back to that well. Ronald Acuna Jr. in a great spot, a part of your Brave stacks versus Eliezer Hernandez. You got Blackman Trout's in a phenomenal spot versus in Texas at 55. That's a great play. He should be the highest priced guy, and he's not, so that tells you what I think about that. Ketel Marte against the lefty is very, very nice. Cody Bellinger's got a phenomenal matchup for Sean Reed Foley tonight at 53. Jorge Soler, similar to Hunter Dozier, priced high, will get overlooked. Very interesting GPP play. Yeah, Mookie Betts, but Nelson Cruz versus Ronaldo. Okay, so I love Trout up here, and then somehow still, I don't get it, had another monster game last night. He put up a whopping 26 points. He's got 26, 28, 23 in his last three, then a 0, then a 19, a 14, a 6, and a 32. He has 14 or more points in 8 of his last 10 games. He's still $5,100, and he gets Chris Archer tonight. His name is Juan Soto. That is a cheap price tag for what you're getting out of that boy right now. So enjoy that why DK sleeps on him. Few others to take a peek at. You got Chris Bryant at 48. It's not bad at all. Starling Marte's got really good history versus Strasburg, so keep that in mind. Michael Brantley at 48. A little cheaper Astros action compared to the high-priced boys. But like Eddie Rosario, Max Kepler, both at 47 versus Ronaldo Lopez. I really like what Ronaldo Lopez is doing, but if he's off by any bit, lefty's hitting 366, righty's 327. The Twins will feast if anything's off. And guys like Rosario and Kepler will enjoy the feast. Marcelo Zuna in his career has crushed lefties. He gets Gio Gonzalez for $4,700 tonight. That's a really, really good spot there for Marcelo Zuna. I like that quite a bit. I got Senju Chu at 47 in a phenomenal spot. Willie Calhoun's been playing a ton lately. He's 4,600 versus Barria. Let's see what his production has been. I know he's been playing a boatload. He's averaging 7 over his last 10, 8, 6, 0, 10, 17. So he's kind of getting it going, but 46, good price tag for a really, really good matchup tonight against. I'm seeing Heaney and I'm seeing Barria. Either way, good spot there for Calhoun. These guys are all mixed up in what the hell's going on right now. Lots of changes this time of the year, boys and girls. It gets worse in September. Lots of changes will take place. So all I can give you is the looks, and you can join us in the chats, and we keep hammering it out from there. But Adam Eaton at 45 versus Chris Archer is a very nice look there, especially stacking the Nats. Justin Upton at 45 against whichever lefty Texas throws out there, up in 16 more points last night, averaging 11 in his last 10. Maybe he's getting it going. Phenomenal hitting environment tonight. Pounds lefties. Really good value at 45 for Jay Up. Don't mind that at all. Tommy Pham went deep again yesterday. He's 43. Enjoy that. Nick Castellanos only 43 versus Tyler Beattie is some nice savings as well. Adam Jones at 43, been quiet against the lefty Freeland. Schwarber at only 42 versus Beattie is outstanding. I know Schwarber's been slumping, averaging 7 over his last 10, but 9-0 and 14 in his last 3. Great spot versus Beattie at 42. I like that quite a bit for the Schwarbs. Kevin Pillar at 42 is not bad either, but Schwarber at 42, that's a really, really nice price tag. Assuming Oscar Mercado gets to start for Steven Matz, he's $4,200. Mercado 36 and 16 in his last 2. He gets the starts versus the lefty, so keep him in mind at $4,200. Mentioned Ian Happ at 41. Nice upside play for you there. Brian Reynolds at 41 versus Strasburg's got some definite appeal to it. You got Talkman versus Bailey at only 41, which is very, very tasty in that one. Marvin Gonzalez at 4K. Eloy Jimenez at 4K in a GPP. Slide on down a little more. You could look at AJ Pollock at 4K. You go below 4K. Josh Van Meter at 39. Jesse Winker's day-to-day, but if he starts, he's 39. Dexter Fowler at 39 versus Gio's interesting. Other than that, Jock Jam's down to 38 because he's been bad, but GPP relevant. Josh Naylor at 37 in a GPP. I could look that direction. Yeah, Sam Travis, probably not tonight. But yeah, check your line. Franmil Reyes is only 36, but it's probably going to be a DH situation. There's some not even start. Travis Dimmerite's 36. You got Trent Grisham down here. So lots of value when you check it out at all these positions, but especially the outfield later tonight. Recapping your pitching real quick. Up top, Sonny Gray, Shane Bieber, Clayton Kershaw, all very, very good. In the middle, I got Pineda, Keuchel, Bundy, Keller. Down below, Sanchez and Beeks. going for your stacking up tonight. The Cubs versus Beattie is looking pretty good the more I look at it. But the Braves versus Hernandez is outstanding. Houston will be popular. Dodgers will be popular as well. Dodgers very good. But like the Angels in a very good environment in Texas. I got them up there with Atlanta and Chicago. Minnesota's interesting if you want to fade Ronaldo. That can be a funny one. Philadelphia versus Brian Johnson is very, very nice. I'm going to go right back to that Washington National well against Chris Archer. Big fan of that one as well. Milwaukee, I don't mind going back to them either. They let a lot of people down, but another good spot versus Michael Wacha. It's a 15-game slate. St. Louis versus Geo's very, very nice. So lots and lots of ways to go on a 15-game slate. You can play home run derby. You can play small stacks. That's kind of where I'd be leaning. I doubt I'll go all in on a stack, but I will mix and match as we go. Checking out your BVP before I get you out of here. Starling Marte, 7-for-18 with a double and a homer off Steven Strasburg. Adam Eaton, 7-for-15 with a double off Archer. Cabrera and Gomes have both taken Archer deep. Manny Machado, 8-for-24, two doubles and a homer off Sonny Gray. Ronald Acuna, Culberson, both homered off Eliezer Hernandez. And then you get to the Cardinals versus Gio Gonzalez. Weeders, 10-for-17 with a double and a homer. Goldie, 10-for-17, double and a triple. Dexter Fowler, 11-for-24, three doubles, triple, homer. Colton Wong, 4-for-8 with a double. Molina, 9-for-25, three doubles and a homer. Ozuna, 7-for-26 with a homer. As a team, they're hitting 375 with a 425 WOBA and a 194 ISO off of Gio Gonzalez. On the flip side, Yelich, 4-for-14 with a double and a homer off Wacha. Orlando Arcia, 4-for-8. Grandal, 4-for-14 with a homer. Hernan Perez, 5-for-15 with a double. Lorenzo Cain's got two doubles. They have a 290. They have a 256 average, so not nearly as good, but there is some upside in that matchup. Elvis Andrus, 7-for-20 with a double and two homers off Heaney. DeShields, Pence, Chu have taken deep. So I got Heaney on half the sides. I got Barria on the other half. Either way, Texas in a very good spot tonight. Not going to worry there. Javi Baez, Chris Bryant, they've faced. The Cubs have faced Beattie once. Bryant is 1-for-3 with a homer. Baez, 2-for-3 with a double and a homer. They have good six, small sample. Posey, 13-for-24, four doubles, two homers off of Cole Hamels. A few others, Miguel Sano, Adrianza, Rosario, and Kepler have all taken Ronaldo Lopez deep. Ryan Goings, 6-for-14, three doubles off Pineda if you're looking for a punt. Wilmer Flores, 4-for-10 with a double and a homer. Marte, 7-for-19, two doubles and a homer. Nick Ahmed, 6-for-20, three doubles and a homer. Eduardo Escobar, Christian Walker, David Peralta, Carson Kelly, they've all homered off Kyle Freeland. As a team, the D-backs hitting 295 with a 395 WOBA and a 276 ISO off of Kyle Freeland. So the D-backs versus Freeland, the Cardinals versus Gio has some serious power ownership in those matchups. Something to keep in mind there. But that'll do it for your BVP, and that'll do it for Quick Hits. Again, if you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter, at BDintric. I'll also be in the Fantasy Sports DGen Slack chats all throughout the day and in the QuantEdge member Discord. If you're looking to join the QuantEdge.com, use promo code Bubba. Buy the NFL season package for $149.99. Get the rest of MLB for free. The NFL package gets you best ball, preseason, and the whole season, everything they got. So I highly recommend checking that out over there at thequantedge.com. Also, if you get a rating and review on iTunes, I'd really appreciate it. The always pressing PGA DFS podcast with myself and Jesse previewing the Tour Championship, the final event of this part of the PGA Tour season, released last night. Actually, a lot of fun, a lot of good strategy with the new format. I highly recommend checking it out if you're going to go play PGA DFS. And there's going to be much more coming up this week. You got Ben Cameron with his first preview article in the NFL Fantasy. All kinds of good stuff there. Got a new Bench with Bubba with Batflip Crazy dropping tonight. I'll be on DraftKings The Sweat later today at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 Eastern. If you want to check that out live on their handle, The Sweat. Other than that, hope everybody has a great, great Tuesday. 15-game slate on tap. I'll catch you guys later. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, August 20th edition. I'm out.
Better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.